For most of us, this, or this, is the sound of beer. But for Jacob Pressey, it's something quite different.
Out at the farm, I guess the sound of the seed hitting the ground when we're spreading it or chopping the barley down, getting ready for harvest. And then at the brewery, I'll think of more the sound of mixing the mash and the pumps going, starting up the next brew.
You see, Jacob Pressey is a beer farmer. While there may be other breweries that grow their own ingredients, Rogue Brewery being one, Jacob may run the only brewery to both grow its own ingredients and use a community-supported agriculture, or CSA, subscription model.
We call it a CSB, a community-supported brewery. So I basically just take the same model as the CSA farms and offer discounts for larger shares. And instead of a box of food each week, there's a fresh new flavor of beer. So members will come in, fill the growlers under pressure, and get the rotating taps grown in Humboldt County.
Since opening in August of 2012, Regeneration Farm and Brewery, based out of McKinleyville, has enlisted well over 100 subscribers. The brewery and tasting room are in a tiny commercial warehouse unit tucked well off McKinleyville's Central Avenue. On a sunny weekend afternoon, there is no shortage of subscribers and non-subscribers who are happy to share what brings them in.
I like the local aspect of it. Knowing what's being put into your beer and who's making it makes it taste better.
Because it's always fresh.
It's like you're part of the whole experience of making it almost, you know? It's like you're here because you're his friend, not his customer.
And it's always happy and hoppy.
Jacob grew up around the Napa wine industry. He had experience as a home brewer and took a job at Eel River Brewery to help pay for college. After getting his degree in soils and alternative agriculture at Humboldt State, the notion of hybridizing his interests began to take shape.
I always wanted to start some type of permaculture, sustainable ag farm. Going back towards more regionalized and localized economies, and I don't mean like to the extreme of isolating ourselves, but the more a community can produce for themselves, especially staple goods like, you know, say grains, beer and bread, whatnot, it just builds a more resilient community. This field here, it's an L-shaped field. You can see it going out there. It's about 2 acres. And then all these tall white stakes along the side. Each one of those represents a different variety of grain.
The beer ingredients at Regeneration are very nearly 100% local. Jacob grows several varieties of barley, wheat, and rye. He mostly uses his own hops and has even experimented with creating his own yeast colony. It's a permaculture farming model, self-sufficient, human-powered, and eco-friendly. The emphasis is on water conservation, mowing rather than tilling for weed control and mulch, and adapting all of it to local weather patterns. His commitment to staying local has struck a chord with his CSB subscribers, like Brian, who, along with his wife Jenny, were the first two subscribers at Regeneration.
Well, your community is like your family in an extended sort of sense, and if you support them, they'll support you when you need help, or if you have a venture going or things like that. So it's just this is a big circle, you know, keep things flowing that way.
And the flow of beer at local bars and restaurants reflects this spirit of community building. Along the Humboldt County coastline, there are 6 breweries in just a 33-mile radius. Their top-selling beers feature prominently on most menus in the area.
I'll keep my integrity of staying strictly local. You know, I'm not planning to ever bottle and ship out of the area, things like that, even if it means making less money than what's potential for expansion. But the model that I'm going for is out of principle, you know, so I'm not trying to get rich, but obviously you got to play the game right so you can keep the business healthy and all that.
Back at the tasting room, happy hour is, shall we say, gaining momentum. A father and son have dropped by, and the dad seems eager to test if bartering is part of the CSB model.
I got some agates.
Agate.
I got a pocket knife here with sharp blade, a guitar pick, nice. 75 cents, and a gentleman.
And you're going to try to buy a beer with that?
Yeah,
$4 just a sip.
Meanwhile, his son decides the brewery is as good a place as any to start improvising on his guitar.
I'm feeling thirsty. Gonna have myself a beer.
My end goal is to have one place, like one estate brewery, where folks can come and, you know, enjoy the beer and whatever products we have. Have a large beer garden where people can actually see the beer farm. Maybe have interpretive signs, things like that, where there's a passive learning process. You know, if we can even get close to that, it'd be a pretty cool scene.
I drink my beer with you.
And you are listening to JPR News. I'm Michael Joyce reporting from McKinleyville.